I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, happy Halloween, but let's make sure that we keep it safe from us here at Sierra Wave. Just because the posted speed limit is 25 on Halloween in neighborhoods, consider going much slower, 15 or even less. If you're a trick-or-treater, be safe and stay alert. Always walk with an adult and stay on well-lit streets. Carry a flashlight or glow stick so drivers can see you. Cross at corners, never between parked cars. Choose costumes. Don't block vision or drag on the gram. And because Halloween today is a Friday, please use extra caution. Unfortunately, not all drivers will be as careful as they should. Some may be distracted, reckless, or even under the influence because of parties. Stay alert, make eye contact before crossing street, and remember, safety first, candy second. All right, well, let's go into some sports. That's right, the JV Mathletes team. You're like, hey, that's not a sport. And I say, yes, it is, because that is one of the best muscles that we have. It's the brain. It controls function to everything else. And the JV Mathletes team, well, guess what? They claim another victory for their incandescent performance at Tehachapi High School. This year, they scored a mind-blowing 40 points, which puts them in first place out of six schools. Tehachapi scored an impressive 24 points, tying with Silver Valley. Behind them were Desert with 22 points, Boron followed with 19 points, and Rosamond with 15 points. It was the first of many meets, but we expect more extraordinary results. The complete story on the competition and the math problem that they solved by Borrow can be found on SierraWave.net or at Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Moving along, let's head on to what the changes are in Caltrans for next week. In Inyo County, there's going to be that Bishop drainage work on U.S. Highway 395 from Brockman Lane to Mill Creek Road. There'll be intermittent lane closures as Caltrans crews clean drainage systems along the highway on Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers could experience some brief delays. Buttermilk Utility Road heading up on 168 West from Buttermilk Road to Ed Powers Road. There'll be one-way traffic control and intermittent road closures while utility crews cross wire over the highway on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience five-minute delays. Bishop Creek Utility Work on State Route 168 West from Buttermilk Road to East Bishop Creek Road. There'll be one-way traffic control and intermittent road closures while utility crews cross wire over the highway. It'll be on Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and drivers may experience five-minute delays there. Let's move up the hill to Mono County. Bridgeport 395 utility work on U.S. 395 just south of Bridgeport from Travertine Road to Jack Sawyer Road. There'll be one-way traffic control while utility crews replace poles and cross wire on Sunday, November 2nd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience five-minute delays. Then in Rattlesnake shoulder work, 395 between Buckeye Road and Swagger Creek Road. The shoulders will close as crews perform cleanup operations on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Cemetery Road utility work on 395 from Picnic Grounds Road to Cemetery Road in Levining. There will be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews replace poles along the highway on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience five-minute delays. Then on Convict Lake utility work, U.S. 395 from Benton Crossing to Convict Lake Road. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews cross wire over the highway on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience five-minute delays. Now, just remember, these ones that I'm sharing with you now are the new ones. There are ongoing traffic impacts. All of these do add up. Check them out at SierraWave.net. Plan ahead before you go so that you're prepared. Make sure that you don't arrive late, but that you arrive on time. Talking about somebody that didn't arrive, we were contacted by the family yesterday and asked to share the information with you again. Scott Gardner is still missing. Any information will be helpful. I know some have shared tips on Facebook. We put it out there again. The missing person, Scott Gardner, last seen October 24th, 2025, by his wife at their place of residence in Pomona. He expressed he was going to a campground located near Bishop, California. He has not been seen or heard from since. He's driving a 1987 red Nissan pickup truck with a white camper shell. License plate 3H62324. Any information, you can contact the Pomona Police Department at 909-620-2155. John Bowler, Pomona Police Department, 909-620-2155. 620 3623 or even the Inyo County Sheriff Department, 760-878-0383. This post and those numbers are on our website, and they're also included in that Facebook post that we just republished yesterday. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley, Republican California representative, announced that he is co-sponsoring the Keep SNAP Funded Act of 2025, legislation designed to ensure that families relying on supplemental nutrition assistance program, which is SNAP, continue receiving their benefits during the ongoing government shutdown. Government shutdown is threatening food security for millions of Americans as they rely on SNAP for a stable food source. The Keep SNAP Funded Act of 2025 guarantees that SNAP recipients will continue to receive their benefits through the duration of the shutdown. The bill also provides retroactive payments for any missed benefits on or after September 30th, 2025. No person or family in America should go hungry because of the government shutdown, Representative Kiley said. The simplest solution is for the government to be reopened immediately, but short of that, we must pass legislation that will provide relief for the people who need it the most. In 2024, 41.7 million Americans received SNAP benefits, which is 12.3% of the U.S. population. The bill has 13 other Republican co-sponsors. What else can be found on our website of news? Well, Caltrans' commitment to safety highlighted in completion of the Atlanta-Cartago four-lane express project. There's a complete article out there, as well as pictures of the grand opening ceremony. Inyo County Judge Suzanne Rizzo, publicly admonished by State Commission by Tyler Beadle. Now, what's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Ah, Black Phone 2, rated R, horror, thriller, 1 hour and 54 minutes. It's got a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb. Bad dreams haunt 15-year-old Gwen as she receives calls from the Black Phone and sees disturbing visions of three boys being stalked at a winter camp. Accompanied by her brother, Finn, they head to the camp to solve the mystery, only to confront the Grabber, a killer who's grown even more powerful in death. Well, that's a Halloween movie. Also starting this week is Regretting You. It's a romance. It's PG-13, 1 hour and 55 minutes. Got a 6.2 out of 10 on an IMDb. When a devastating accident reveals a shocking betrayal, Morgan Grant and her daughter Clara explore what's left behind as they confront family secrets, redefine love, and rediscover each other. Hey, I'm Jason Brown. I'm bringing the news today for Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Most of all, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and a safe Halloween.